Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Yes, welcome Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy, to the program once again. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Adam. Weren't the T20 crowds for Sri Lanka great?
They were enthusiastic. Small but only in size, to quote Astro Boy. They were
exactly right. Good heavens, I was watching on Sunday. They said the atmosphere is great here at the MCG. I'm going, where?
That's right. And Sri Lanka, God love them. Do you know what I think? You need one good spinner in a team, and then the rest needs to be out and out pace. And when you've got five guys who like almost sidearmed, just hit it, Maxi, just hit him, Marcus, we'll go home. Anyway,
never mind. Others went in good batting form, got to say. So yeah,
no. Inglis was all right, but anyway.
Quite good.
Now, listen, let's talk all things tech because, COVID has changed a great many things. The phrase of the year last year was, I think you've left your mute on. Never thought we'd be saying that. This year it's sharing my Wordle to Twitter. But we've got this.
I can't stand. Stop sharing Wordle to Twitter.
I'm a Wordle sharer.
Oh, Adam.
I love a good sharing of a Wordle, but only when I'm good at it.
Yes.
I don't give you the 5 and 6 out of 6s anyway. There's a perennial problem with mask mandates around the place, and whether it's mandated or not, there are going to be scenarios into the future from now until eternity when we're going to need to wear a mask because it's probably a good idea. And getting your phone with facial recognition to understand that has been tricky. Apple's fixing that.
They are first half of March. You're going to see iOS 15.4 comes out, and you're finally going to unlock your phone without taking your mask off. Thank goodness for that.
Right? Can they do the fingerprint identification while I've got greasy fingers from my chips? That's the next one.
No. The fingerprints seem to be going out on devices. It's all about your face, so doing it properly. So Apple's 3D facial recognition actually launched back in 2017 as a feature of iPhone X. But as soon as we had COVID, it just really became a problem for people out there. If you had an Apple Watch, you were able to unlock your iPhone with your Apple when you're wearing your Apple Watch because they talk to each other.
Right.
But when you come to pay for something, I've still got to put the code in because it doesn't know it's me. So, a lot of people are going to be really looking forward to this. And keep wearing your masks, people.
Hopefully they'll inbuild some sort of technology that will stop you opening the phone if you're wearing your mask but your nose is showing.
Yes.
Just the stupidity filter.
I know.
We can do that.
Quickly speaking, mask, big cheerio to John, who said hello to me on Saturday night, had no idea who he was, but he had his mask on.
Good on you, John. Yeah. Well done.
Got no idea. Still no idea who the bloke is. He knew me well. So
yeah,
yes.
Good one. This is a perennial question, especially with Apple products, about antivirus. And now that most Apple products are phones, I guess the question goes to them. Do iPhones need them?
They don't need an antivirus at all. I've got to say a lot of retailers and telcos will hate me saying this. But the Apple operating system is the most secure one out there, and it is like an antivirus of its own. So it's got enough security features on there to make sure no third-party app or cyber criminal infects your iPhone with malware at any time. However, Adam, there are companies out there, antivirus companies, that have apps on the App Store. Here's the issue. They don't work as an antivirus.
Right.
All they do is they actually offer you other things like a virtual private network. You don't need it. Security checks for websites. You don't need it. Security checks for Wi-Fi networks and password managers. You don't need any of them on there at all. So, if somebody tries to sell you one or, you decide, I might need a bit more security, you don't actually need it at all, Adam, because they just don't work as an antivirus.
Did you hear that, folks? You don't need it at all. You can, you should, you, you're, uh, you, you, You're not a big fan of a good deal of these antivirus software.
No, I'm not, Adam, because it's 99.9% of it. I give the same lecture when I come out and see everybody. It's up to you. If you do the wrong thing on your home computer, yep. it's because you haven't kept it up to date. You've gone to dodgy websites. You like clicking every link in emails. That's 99% of it. Don't do that and you're fine.
Okay, good work. Now, if you've got a dodgy old computer and you want to get a nice web browser that might be able to protect you from some of that by going to a reputable source, there's a thing now that can help you. It's called Chrome OS Flex. Jeez, we've got to stop getting TikTok to name our stuff.
We do. This is a really good thing. Google bought a company called Cloud Ready. And what Cloud Ready used to offer was a Google operating system. So we've got Chromebooks out there, which mm-hmm. are basically a lockdown operating system used in the Google world. It works very, very well. But now, if you've got an old Windows computer or an old Mac out there, you can actually go along, sign up, download a version on a USB stick, back your stuff up before you do this, people. I've really got to say that. And then you can install a brand new operating system on there. Why wouldn't you do it?
Yes. It's called Chrome OS Flex.
I think it's a great idea to keep things out of landfill. If all you do is browse the internet on social media, you've got your Gmail address, this is designed for you. Great, great idea. And I think Google are to be commended for this. And it's free.
Wonderful. And it's wonderful for those, like if you've got a computer that's still in your crap room, that you know, yeah. or whatever, you can bring it out and breathe new life into it.
Yeah, if you've got a crappy old, let's say Windows 7, Windows mm-hmm. Vista machine, this will run it and run it beautifully as well.
Excellent. Now, question without notice, have we stopped talking about cricket? We're now moving on to footy, is that?
Yeah, I think so. We've got to start talking footy. I actually pulled over on the side of the road and watched the Port Adelaide trial game while I was eating my lunch. I was that excited by it.
Right. Big year for your boys. Big
exactly
year.
Exactly right. Josh Sinn, I quite like him. And Jeremy Finlayson as well. I thought he did very well.
Question. I know that you're a working class team, taking it one game at a time.
Thanks, Adam.
But if you don't win that one game at the end of September, will it be a failed year? Got to win this year.
Got to get to the grand final. Win this year.
Flag.
Because Adam, let's roll out one more. It's our God-given right.
Correct. Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen, all thanks to Optus, of course, adelaidetechguy.com.au if you'd like to know more. In fact, if you want to know more about the Chrome OS Flex, a story's just been put up this morning.
It has. Built up right up there this morning while I was having my breakfast.
Thank Lovely. Adelaidetechguy.com.au. Thank you, Richard. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen.
Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha 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 ha! Hey!